Chapter 5. The Green Light. The boys moved nearer to the lake. There was no doubt about it. They could all see the mysterious green light. It was shining across the dark water of the lake. The boys trembled at the strange scene.
"The green light is coming from the church," whispered James. "Is the ghost inside there?" "I don't know. I'm going into the church to see," said Billy. "Who's coming with me?"
"Are you crazy?" whispered Alan. "I don't think you should go near there."
Suddenly, the green light disappeared, and the boys were left in the darkness. It was cold and very black. The wind began to blow and made a strange sound.
"Is that a lady's voice?"
asked Mark.
"Maybe Lady Sebastian is calling to us, or to her dead husband." "Nonsense," said James. "It's just the wind. You're starting to imagine things, Mark."
"I think we should go back to school," said Alan. "We saw the light, and we heard a ghost. Don't you think that's sufficient for one night?"
Then it happened again. The green light appeared once more over the water.
"Oh no, not again," whispered Mark. "I don't want to be here any more. I'm not waiting for the green lady to appear. This is definitely sufficient for me."
"Me too," agreed Alan. "Come on, let's go back."
James joined the others, and the three boys turned in the direction of the school. Only Billy stayed next to the lake, alone.
"We didn't see the ghost," he said, but there was nobody around to hear him.
Once again the green light disappeared, and Billy was in the dark. Without his friends there, he didn't feel so brave anymore.
"Wait for me," he called,
and he ran to join the others at the gate. The gate was locked at night, but there was a hole in the fence, and they climbed through it quickly. Alan turned and looked behind him. The green light over the lake was there again. Finally, the boys were safely inside the school building.
"Look," said Mark. "There's Mr. Graham, asleep at the reception desk."
"That's lucky," said James. "Now we can return to our room and nobody will see us."
The boys went to their room quickly. Fortunately, they didn't meet anybody on the way. Billy was very tired, but he couldn't sleep. He had a lot of things to think about.
"Are you awake?"
he asked the others.
"Yes,"
whispered Alan.
"But I don't want to talk now."
"Okay," said Billy. "I understand."
After a very strange evening, the boys just wanted to go to sleep. The next day, Billy couldn't concentrate on his lessons. He was thinking about the strange voice and the green light over the lake. He was also worried about something else. Mr. Evans. Why was he walking around with a suspicious package late at night? It was all very confusing. Then Billy had an idea.
"Mrs. Ward can help me," he thought. "I'll go to the library after the English lesson."
30 minutes later, Billy was in the library. He smiled at Mrs. Ward.
"I need your help. Please can I speak to the author of the book on local history?" asked Billy. "Who is he?"
"Of course," said Mrs. Ward. "He lives in the village near the school. He often comes here to use the library. I'll tell you the next time he comes here, okay?"
"Thank you," said Billy. "Maybe he can help me understand this a little more."
Billy didn't wait a long time. Mr. Edwards, the author of the book, came to the library the following week, and Mrs. Ward called Billy to meet him.
I didn't think people were still interested in the legend, said Mr. Edwards.
I'm very interested in it, said Billy. A strange thing happened to us at the lake. Can you explain it? He asked.
Billy told Mr. Edwards everything. Mr. Edwards spoke in a serious voice.
Billy, you mustn't disturb the ghost of the Green Lady, he said.
Do you really believe in ghosts?
Asked Billy nervously.
I believe in this one, Billy, answered Mr. Edwards. Take my advice. Leave her alone. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, said Billy.
But it wasn't true. He was still very confused.